News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsin Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Days after the Congress suffered another electoral setback in Bihar, voices of discontent within the party resurfaced, with a section of leaders calling for action and introspection. Calls for reform and accountability for the Bihar polls debacle, however, invited quick rebuttals from the party, which fielded veteran leader Ashok Gehlot to say that the Congress has always sprung back from crisis. Gehlot's assertions followed former Minister Kapil Sibal's public criticism of the Congress leadership and his remarks that the time of introspection was over and people no longer saw the party as an effective alternative. Sibal's open call for reform in the Congress comes close on the heels of 23 party leaders writing to party president Sonia Gandhi for leadership change and organizational overhaul. Sibal himself was part of the group of 23 leaders. Gehlot came out in strong defense of the Congress and Sonia Gandhi, saying the Congress is still the only party that can keep the nation united. Taking off Sibal for going public over the party's internal issues, Gehlot said, "There was no need for Mr. Kapil Sibal to mention our internal issue in media. This has hurt the sentiments of party workers across the country." Congress has seen various crises, including 1969, 1977, 1989, and later in the 1996. But every time we came out stronger due to our ideology, programs, policies, and firm belief in party leadership. We have improved with each and every crisis and also formed UPA government in 2004 under the able leadership of Sonia ji. We shall overcome this time too, the chief minister said. Sibal, a former union minister, tagged his media interview and tweeted, "We are yet to hear on recent polls. Maybe Congress leadership thinks it should be business as usual." The Congress won 19 out of the 70 seats it contested in Bihar as part of the RJD-led Grand Alliance. The opposition alliance ended up with 110 seats, while the NDA retained power, bagging 125 seats in the 243-member assembly. Countering Sibal, Gehlot said, "There are various reasons for electoral losses, but each time rank and file of the Congress party has shown undivided and firm belief in the party leadership. And that is why we came out of it stronger and united after every crisis. Even today, Congress is the only party which can keep this nation united and take it forward on the path of comprehensive development." Backing Sibal, Congress Rajya Sabha member Vivek Tanka said, "It is time to act now, else it will be too late." He also said that for democracy to survive, the Congress has to survive. Tanka was also a part of the 23 leaders who had sought overhaul in the party. Kapil ji is an iconic lawyer and hardcore Congress personality. Together and individually, we have fought countless battles and continue to fight against BJP shenanigans. For our democracy to survive, Congress has to survive. Time to act is now, or tomorrow may be too late," Tanka tweeted while tagging Sibal's interview. After the party's poor show in Bihar, polls Karthi Chidambaram also pitched for introspection and asked for an internal discussion on the losses. Tagging a tweet by Sibal on his interview, Karthi, son of former Union Minister P. Chidambaram, said, "It is time we introspect, ideate, consult and act." Earlier, RJD leader Shivanand Tiwari also raised questions on the Congress, saying the party had shackled the Mahagathbandhan and its performance is helping the BJP. Congress shackled the Mahagathbandhan with chains in the assembly elections. It contested 70 seats but did not hold even 70 rallies. Rahul Gandhi visited Bihar on 3 days and addressed 2 rallies a day. Priyanka Gandhi was not seen at all. When electioneering was at its peak, he was picnicking with Priyanka Gandhi in Shimla, Tiwari said. The Congress reacted sharply to Tiwari's criticism with its in-charge in Bihar, Shakti Singh Gohil, saying, "Mr. Tiwari wants to weaken the Grand Alliance and save the fragile NDA government in Bihar. RJD leadership should take note of this betrayer, otherwise damage would be done to those parties which are united ideologically and the people of Bihar." Shivanand Tiwari has switched sides again and again and was a JDU MP. It is unsurprising that his loyalty still seems to be with JDU. In additional arguments to his bail plea, suspended IS officer M. Shivashankar on Monday alleged that he was arraigned as an accused and arrested after he refused to give in to the pressure imposed on him by the Enforcement Directorate to name a few political targets of their choice. The Special Court for Economic Offences will hear and likely pronounce its verdict on Shivashankar's plea on Tuesday, November 17. Shivashankar, the former Principal Secretary to the Chief Minister of Kerala, was arrested on October 28 by the ED probing the money trail in the gold smuggling case. His bail plea stated that there were contradictions in the ED's arguments related to proceeds of crime. In the arrest order issued on October 28, 2020, ED claims that Shivashankar had accepted in a statement that he has spoken to senior customs officer and made request as per the wishes of Swapna Swaroop. Till date, ED has not made any claim or statement regarding the nature of communication made by Shivashankar or to whom Shivashankar spoke. Not a single averment is made in this regard before this court, it said. Shivashankar alleged that this ambiguity was purposely created and maintained by the ED so as to prevent the court from understanding the true facts. He said that it was evident from the chats that he had no role in the locker as well as cash kept in the locker, and that he had only introduced Swapna Suresh, prime accused in the case, to the chartered accountant. He also stated that misleading extracts from his conversation with Suresh over WhatsApp, without fully stating the content and full text of messages exchanged between them, was presented by the ED to create a smokescreen and mislead the court. He also termed the allegations regarding kickbacks received in Life Mission projects as baseless. Shivashankar held charge as the CEO of the mission for a short period during 2018 and 2019, which was before the timeline in which the contract was signed. Therefore, there was no reason why anyone would offer a kickback in these projects to the applicant, he said. He also said that Suresh's statement to the ED on November 10 could not be relied upon. Former American First Lady Michelle Obama was not in favor of her husband Barack Obama running for the White House, the former US president has revealed in his memoir. The answer is no, I do not want you running for president. God, Barack, when is it going to be enough? Michelle said then, Obama recalled. Obama's memoir, A Promised Land, is expected to hit the stands on November 17. The book chronicles Obama's childhood and political rise before diving deeply into his historic 2008 campaign and first 4 years in office. Obama was the first African-American president of the United States. In an interview, Obama said his wife's concerns were legitimate as she was aware of the impacts that his job of being the American president would have on their personal life. He said that his daughters were young, Michelle was working, and that the presidency could have taken a toll on their family life. But Michelle realized that she shouldn't stand in the way and extended her support, Obama said. He says he has been extremely grateful to his wife for her support. In 2018, Michelle had published her book, Becoming, and it turned out to be a highly acclaimed memoir globally. Obama's book will be the first of 2 volumes covering his time in the White House from 2009 to 2017. The first volume ends in 2011 with the encounter of Osama bin Laden in Pakistan by the United States. The review of his book ruffled some feathers in India after he termed opposition leader Rahul Gandhi as a student who had done the coursework and was eager to impress the teacher, but deep down lacked either the aptitude or the passion to master the subject. He said that Gandhi has an unformed, nervous quality about him. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.